When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there. Before you start listening, please make sure to subscribe to this podcast. This episode contains language and content of an explicit nature. Listener discretion is advised. Before a song is released, a record is produced, or a chorus is written, the musicians that write them think a lot. They live a lot, and they feel a lot. Before the Chorus dives into the stories and experiences that shape these artists and, ultimately, the music we hear. I'm your host, Sophia Lopercaro, and this is the March 2024 Recap. Hey there, welcome to this month's recap episode. It's me, Sophia, as always, and I am going to be dedicating this episode to the week that I spent in Austin, Texas at a certain festival called South by Southwest. Now, before I get into it and before I share some of my artist tips from the festival, there are a few things that I want to address. As some people may have heard, South by Southwest, as of this year, has the U.S. Army as a super sponsor, as well as a weapon maker called Raytheon. I believe those are the only ones that fall under that category. But regardless, it is something that has been very disturbing to a lot of us in the music community. Over 100 bands decided to drop out of the music festival in protest, and I totally support their decision for that. I, for one, do not plan to return to South by Southwest as long as these sponsors are still in place. I do not want to be giving my money to people that are willing to also accept money from weapon makers, especially with what is currently going on in Gaza. Simultaneously, I think it's really important to say that I don't think that criticizing artists who did still choose to play the festival is the right move for many reasons. Number one, several of the ones who did continue to choose to play made sure to use their platform to call out the festival, call for ceasefire, and it was really beautiful to watch them do it. Also, a lot of artists were not able to pull out because of funding, and some of them would have quite frankly gone bankrupt if they pulled out of the festival. And last but not least, and this is the sort of trickiest part of all of this, but the horrible reality of living in the modern age is that anything corporate is probably tied to something deeply troubling. The example that I use the most often is chocolate bars. We all buy chocolate bars, and the large majority of the chocolate industry uses unethical practices. Many chocolate makers or cocoa farms use child labor. And so to attack people who chose to attend this festival or perform at this festival, to be quite frank, is hypocritical. That all being said, that does not mean that we do nothing either. What I encourage everyone to do is exercise compassion and understand that none of us can actively participate in our societies ethically because everything is so tied to something deeply problematic, but at the same time find effective ways to contribute to change. In my case, I donate to Doctors Without Borders, I write to my local representatives, and I choose the candidates that I vote for based on the issues that matter to me. Now that we have discussed this, which I'm very glad that we did, I would like to highlight some of the independent artists that I saw during my week in Austin, Texas, because they deserve a spotlight. And as a lot of people choose to move away from big festivals like South by Southwest, they need whatever platforms, big or small, they can get. And so even on my humble little platform, I want to continue to support emerging artists that I believe in. So without further ado, I'm going to tell you about some of my picks from that week. They are in no particular order, by the way, but I put together a list of 15 of them because I couldn't whittle it down to below that number, so you're going to have to stick with it. And hopefully the things that I say about them will make you want to go check them out, because you really, really should. And if they are local to you or if they are touring through your area, for the love of God, go and see them perform. Because I discovered them at a music festival, I can attest to the fact that they are incredible bands and artists to watch live. First of all, I'm going to tell you about my wonderful friends, Divorce. They are a band from Nottingham. They sound like a mix between Big Thief and the Cranberries, but also will venture into almost like Cocteau Twins style moments on a couple of their songs, like Sex and the Millennium Bridge. Their latest single was produced by CJ Marks, who is an incredible producer, who is also the producer on Boy Genius's latest record. And the quality of their music, the quality of the production, and the quality of their performance is fucking awesome. They are definitely... Up next, we've got Do Nothing and Humor, one also from Nottingham, the other one's from Glasgow, both sort of in the punk world. Do Nothing's a little more post-punk. I think Humor lands a little more in, like, closer to proper punk, but very absurd and weird. I have a soft spot for anything that falls under the experimental punk umbrella. I just think it's such a, like, deliciously odd, visceral place to live in. I got to see Do Nothing play a show under an underpass, which was a first for me, and it was absolutely wild. But both bands are just, like, crazy, crazy, crazy life. So another one that I recommend. Up next is Faux Real. They sound like Dream Pop and Hyper Pop had a baby that also listened to Tears for Fears a lot. And their performances are full of really wonky choreography, crazy costumes, and a flute. Speaking of artists with faux in the name, there's another one on my list, shockingly enough, and that is Carrie Faux. Carrie, if I remember correctly, is from Atlanta. She is an incredible MC who favors a mix of old school and kind of like trip-hoppy production. She had the late Gangsta Boo feature on her last record on a song called White Caprice that is really, really good. Next, we have Nabiha Iqbal. She is almost like spoken word meets indie, all dancing along the beat of a drum machine. It is somehow both really soothing and really visceral at the same time. I don't know how she manages to make it work, but it does. Next, we have an incredible producer and singer called Miso Extra. She reminds me of Yeji a little bit, but if Yeji was somehow more clubby and more experimental at the same time. Like, I feel like Miso's music would fit very comfortably in a lot of clubs in the UK, but still has a left of center enough vibe to it to be groundbreaking and exciting. So somehow she's managed to merge these two worlds together so beautifully. Next, we have LA Locals About You. They receive stories and letters from various people and write songs about them. And their style kind of goes with a little bit of groovy indie meets a little bit of dream pop, but ultimately pulls from a lot of different genres. Randomly, I went to see them perform here in Los Angeles for a single release show after South By, and the vocals on one of their songs kind of reminded me of a singer called Tim Baker from a band called Hey Rosetta. He had this wonderfully raspy, kind of warm tenor voice. I guess tenor in terms of pitch, not like opera. But Max from About You's voice really reminded me of his on that song. So another one that I highly recommend. Then another one, and this next band I actually discovered because of the About You gang. Max, the frontman, is originally from Texas, and he recommended this band from Austin to me called Font. Font sound like LCD Sound System meet Kraftwerk meet Shame, so like kind of like again that like UK punk vibe, but also pulling a bit from like Joy Division, and they are fucking wild live. Like if you've ever seen LCD live and you just watch the intensity with which they perform and the sort of wildness of it all, that's kind of the vibe that you get from Font. Up next with Anthemic Indie from the north of the UK, we've got Lottery Winners. These guys are such a fun act live. Tom Rylance, their frontman, is so lively and funny, and it just makes for an incredibly joyous experience. And again, their music is so full of uplifting anthems that you can't help but leave with a smile on your face. I would be remiss to not talk about a band from my hometown of Montreal. So actually, I have two on this list, so I'm going to tell you about both of them now. First of all is a group called Totalement Sublime, which means totally sublime in English. A couple of their members are in another group that I love a lot from Montreal called Chose Sauvage, or Wild Things. So I ran into a couple of them in Austin, and they mentioned they were playing with their other band, and I was like, okay, well, I have to check you guys out. So whereas Chose Sauvage is kind of like crazy disco punk, Totalement Sublime is like ambient vaporwave. It feels like you're swimming in a sea of synths. It sounds like early Toro y Moi, like think like Boo Boo era Toro y Moi meets like French Europop synths. It works in such a like deliciously wonderful way. And on a sort of totally other end of the spectrum, but also a Montreal artist, is Honora. Honora and I actually used to hang out in college, like 10 years ago, and this was actually my first time seeing her in person since. But Honora has become this incredible, like, soul rock artist. She has this, like, deliciously raspy voice with so much warmth to it, and she is such a pleasure to see live as well, and such a warm presence, too, and it radiates from her, both if you talk to her one-on-one and if you watch her on stage. For my left-of-center pop friends, we've got Lindsay Rose Black. How do I explain Lindsay? She's able to kind of do these like very like tongue-in-cheek things with her voice, but then ground her music in this edginess that comes from left-field pop as well as indie rock. And it's a really cool hybrid. For people that like the sort of Rosalía-style pop and pop adjacent stuff, there's Angelica Garcia. She absolutely blew my mind. I didn't get to stick around for her whole set, but for an artist to impact me as much as she did with just seeing a couple songs, that to me spoke volumes. She is able to do so many cool things with her voice, these almost like lower siren chants, and it is so fucking awesome. Last but not least, we have Kaz Moon, who blends almost like lo-fi beats and bedroom pop with really cool indie, and does it particularly well. I know that's a genre that can be heard a lot, but he does it well enough that it stood out to me, and I wanted to mention it here. So that's my list. If you happen to be at South By this year, whether you were at the official or the unofficial showcases, feel free to DM me at Before the Chorus Podcast and tell me about some of the artists that you like. I'm always looking for more people to check out. If you listen to any of these artists, whether you already do or decide to listen to them because of this podcast, also be sure to DM me because I would love to hear your thoughts, and I love any opportunity to geek out with people about music that I love. Thank you so much for listening. Continue to support independent artists, and please, let's get military money out of the arts. I'll see you guys again next month. This podcast is hosted, edited, and produced by myself, Sophia Lopercaro, and the artwork is by Meg Wilford.